Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 264. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. How's it going, Nate?
Going quite swell.
No, I concur.
Yeah.
It's been good evening. Sean, how you doing? No, still not talking.
No. Lips are sealed.
We are Seanless again for this mini. He's on vacation still.
Yep.
Well,
without me.
Yeah, without you.
I had to come back home. Somebody's got to keep the podcast going.
I know. I mean, I need you, Nate. I mean, we don't need Sean. Whenever he hears this, but no, we miss him. We miss him. It's not the same, but we carry it on. We carry on.
And he said he misses us. He wishes he was here.
Yeah, it is different, but we do a pretty good job. So we
hang in there.
Oh yeah, we make it work. Just did our full, and now we got our mini 264. Man, it's a lot of minis.
That is quite a few.
Yeah,
way more than two.
Yeah. When I said we were going to start doing minis, I wasn't quite sure how many, if that was going to last or not. And so here we are.
I like them.
I do too. Mm-hmm. They're quick and to the point.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, Nate, do you want to read what the topic is for this mini?
I certainly can. We are going to talk about Rose Island Lighthouse. It says here it was your pick.
It is. It is.
And if interested, please go check out our show notes or for the source links we used for this topic.
Yeah. Rose Island Lighthouse.
Rose Island.
So I was looking up specifically for haunted lighthouses.
Okay.
And that's how I came across this one. I never heard of it before. So
you don't say.
I did say.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool. I like lighthouses. I've only been to one.
Do a little background. It's a lighthouse.
It's a lighthouse. It's near water. It's has light. I don't
know. It spins.
Yeah.
Has a light.
Yeah, I've actually only been to one lighthouse. That was in we went to Mackinac Island, but it was on wasn't on Mackinac Island. It was what's the
mainland.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what it was called. What that's
the UP?
No, I'll have to look it up. It's drawn. But anyway, we did a tour. It was cool. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of lighthouses around Michigan.
It's pretty cool. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they said that Michigan has the most in the country.
I believe so, yeah.
I think that is
a lot of shoreline.
Yeah. That's what the tour guide said.
Yeah. A lot of shoreline and a lot of freighters.
Because I assumed that it would be somewhere like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, that whole New England seacoast. Nope, Michigan.
Yep.
So anyway, let me find a good foundation here. Rose Island Lighthouse. If I can type, that would help. Okay, here we go.
It's an old one.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Okay, there we go. The Rose Island Lighthouse was built in 1870. It is on Rose Island in, Narragansett Bay in Newport, Rhode Island in the United States. It is preserved, maintained, and operated by the Rose Island Lighthouse Foundation. And it is 35 feet tall. And it is
not very tall.
No, because the one on the mainland of in Michigan that we went to was like 50 or 55, which
still doesn't seem very tall.
But like I thought that would be like one of the shortest ones, and I'm like, oh really, 35 feet? And is octagonal, if that's how you want to say it. Yeah. First lit. It was deactivated between 1971 and 1992. And then it says first lit 1993. And then it says focal light is 48 feet.
Hmm.
So flashing light or flashing white every 6 seconds. So anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. It was this is kind of cool. It's one of a group of New England lighthouses built to an award-winning design by Vermont architect Albert Dow. So he builds lighthouses, apparently. Huh. So anyway, there you go. That's a little foundation.
Yeah, I guess the island hosted Fort Hamilton, part of the American Sea Coast Defense System.
Oh.
And served as a quarantine station for cholera victims in the 1820s and yellow fever patients in the 1850s.
Yeah, yellow fever was a big deal back then.
So, I guess two unmarked mass graves exist on this island.
Okay. And
some of the bodies were reported stolen
for
medical research, contributing to the belief that the spirits of those who died still remain restless there.
I bet.
Yeah. Stole my body. Huh. Give it back.
Two of them. Wow. Yeah. As you said, the island also served as a quarantine station for cholera victims in the 1820s. And then, like you said, those stricken with yellow fever in the 1850s. Says, as the island was a quarantine site for many years, the Fort Hamilton Barracks and Lighthouse are believed to be inhabited by the souls of some of those who succumbed to the illness there. Footsteps, slamming doors, and other noises have been heard around the barracks and sometimes around the lighthouse. During the hurricane of 1938, massive tidal surges washed over and around the island, unearthing some of the bodies of those who were buried. Those who observed the bodies stated that the clothing appeared to be from the Civil War period.
Hmm. Awesome.
That would be kind of disturbing, though, I think.
Yeah.
That'd be not something I'd want to see.
Hmm. Excuse me. A little yawn. Some ghostly sightings. The lighthouse is most famously associated with Charles Curtis.
Charles Curtis. Chucky Curtis.
CC. who served as keeper from 1887 to 1918.
It's a long time.
That is
quite 31 years.
Quite a while. Visitors and staff have reported hearing footsteps descending the tower stairs at midnight, often stopping in the kitchen, mirroring Curtis's nightly routine of having a glass of milk after his shift.
No.
Then other paranormal phenomena include slamming doors, disembodied voices, and unexplained noises around the barracks and lighthouse.
Hmm.
I'd love to go to this.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. And 35 feet. That is not that high.
Uh-uh.
Not that tall.
I'd love to witness the footsteps coming down.
Oh, that'd be cool. I think that would be cool. This particular lighthouse was investigated by the Ghost Hunters TAPS team, which they had a show. It says in 2010, the Ghost Hunters team was invited to the island. It was on season 6, episode 15. It says the TAPS team was shown strange photographs, including one of a reflection of someone they believe maybe keeper Charles Curtis in the glass of a picture frame, and they were apprised of various accounts of apparitions, footsteps, doors opening and closing, and other strange noises and voices as the crew explored Rose Island. When the members investigated the keeper's quarters, they received a high reading from the closet. However, when the door was open, activity ceased, followed by a childlike voice that sounded like a doll saying, "Mama." Murmuring noises were heard in the lantern room without much explanation. Outside the barracks by the fort, other members spotted a white mass or some light anomaly in one of the camera feeds that could not be explained. In their investigation of this light source, they heard a door open and faint voices in the quarantine room of the fort. In their reveal, the team unveils a photo of the old lightkeeper, Charles Curtis. When shown the mysterious photo of a face reflected in the picture frame taken inside the lighthouse, the image strongly resembled the dedicated keeper.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they got some good results.
There have also been psychic investigations, such as those featured on Kindred Spirits.
Okay, Amy Bruni.
Mm-hmm. Have also reported shadow figures, EVPs, and unusual energy readings, suggesting the presence of both the Lighthouse Keeper and the spirits of former quarantine victims.
Mm-hmm.
Recent visitors have reported unusual interactions with technology, such as an iPad typing the message, "I am Edna. I live here."
Oh.
Indicating ongoing paranormal activity. Witnesses continue to report voices, footsteps, and other unexplained phenomena, reinforcing the lighthouse reputation as a haunted site.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah. You know, lighthouses, obviously, they can be like this one in particular is not very tall.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we're not talking about, you know, big structures. Even when they're tall, they're not like, it's not like a asylum or a hospital or a, you know, a hotel or something. This place has, for a small, you know, structure, it's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
It's not like it's got all these rooms and stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's not huge by any means.
Yeah. Yeah, and it says the locals do think it's the lighthouse keeper, Charles Curtis, that is the one that causes, like, the footsteps. It says the merchant room is first to get checked out by Jason and Grant from Ghost Hunters. It says this is where a woman in a blue dress had been seen by many, making it hard to debunk as a trick of light. They spy a moving shadow and hear a noise, and they can only recreate it when Jason stands in front of the window between the kitchen and the dining room. They can't find it, but they go out and beckon the spirit again and hear the same noise. They do it again and hear the noise again. They leave a camera behind in hopes that the entity will get curious and come out of the kitchen. The girls hit the top of the lighthouse where they hear a strange but unsubstantial sounds. Britt and KJ get a call from the bosses that they saw this big white mass at the end of the barracks on the DVR. The guys go outside to check it out while Jay and Grant EVP inside the barracks. Oh, okay. This is kind of weird. They may hear faint voices, but they're not sure. Back at the keeper's quarters, KJ and Britt try opening and closing a window to try to force the door to open and close as a guest had claimed. Oddly enough, when they close up all the drafts, a separate door opens and bonks into KJ in a way they can't possibly recreate. So, wow. They've gotten some good experiences.
Heck yeah. Did you read anything about the hurricane in 1938?
Just about the graves.
Oh, you know, yeah.
That was all.
Unearthing them.
Yeah.
Civil War period clothing.
Yeah, because they said some of the witnesses.
Well, then also they had two events. Did you mention anything about the water tower construction?
No.
Okay, so workers were excavating an area of the island to construct a water tower and unearthed skeletons in Civil War era clothing.
Mm-hmm.
The remains were immediately reburied on the island. Some believe those events may have catalyzed many sightings and noises reported afterwards, as the spirits of these souls may have become restless.
I want to go here.
Yes.
I want to go to the New England area anyways. But
when you look at it, it sort of looks like a Adams Family house or the Munsters house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this is a very cool place. And for, like I said, not a huge structure, it's got a lot going on there. Yeah. Yeah. The lighthouse is, you're right. It does look, it's not your typical lighthouse. It's got like a
house built
house. And then on top would be the tower.
It's like a steeple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the picture that I first saw. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And Sean will, you know, obviously post pictures when we drop this episode. Yeah, it's got, I mean, you got it. It's got everything. It's got EVPs and footsteps and a lady in blue, a lady in white, a white mass, graves. I mean.
A childlike voice saying mama.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going, when I said I was going to go mama, but I wasn't sure. I didn't want to creep myself. Yeah. So it's got a lot going on in this place. So I think it'd be cool to check it out.
Heck yeah. I like it.
Doesn't sound like it's anything malevolent. Doesn't sound like Mr. Curtis is trying to scare anybody or hurt anybody. He's just
doing his job.
Still, yeah.
Still his 12-hour shift.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what he did. 12-hour shift. Yeah, they say a lot of those guys, man, when they were, especially those that like this guy, 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, they live there.
Yeah,
and they got really attached, and they. Mm-hmm. Took their job serious, and it was a hard job.
Yep.
And so when they pass on, they kind of want to hold on to, you know, what they used to do.
Yep.
You know, so they don't want to leave. They want to keep doing
what they're doing.
Yeah. I think it's cool.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. They say that the barracks really, this is just a random person. It says, says the Erie Barracks really has a vibe about it, I must say. Says Quinn, whoever this is. Says she also revealed that there are two mass graves on the small island. Oh, you already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It said, testify to two by logbook entries written by past lighthouse keepers, although their precise location remains a mystery. Yeah. Because they're unmarked. That's too bad. Yeah. I think that, yeah, I wouldn't want to see the unearthed graves. I think that would
that'd be
a little disturbing.
Yeah, that'd be freaky.
Yeah. What else do you have on the lighthouse here?
I haven't really found too much more.
We've covered a lot in just quick time.
For such a little place, it has a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'd be one that I'd say put on the list.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I want to do a New England trip so bad. Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
One of our... he doesn't work at the church that I work at anymore, but he's moved on to another church before his anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
He and his wife flew into Boston, spent a day in Boston, and then they rented a car and they drove up and down, you know, so they visited Rhode Island, Vermont, mm-hmm. Maine, New Hampshire, all the New England, you know, states, and they said it was unbelievable.
Baja.
Yeah. So, I'd love to do that someday if I'm lucky. No, I really do like this place. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do too.
I think it's you know, historical. It's got all the creepiness with it, and it's in, you know, a place that I like to go in the, you know, the New England area. So it checks all the boxes for me.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. And all these investigation teams, I mean, it's cool that they got some good results. It wasn't a bust or, I mean, it really sounded like they got a lot, visual and auditory. So, well, if that's it, Nate, I think the creepies will enjoy that. Yeah. Rose Island Lighthouse. Help us get out of here then.
Go have you a tall glass of milk and that's a wrap.
Yeah. I like it. Reminded me of my dad when he was working. Well, I don't know if he did it when he retired as much, but when he was, you know, a working man, he would get up every night and get a snack and a drink of like milk. And
yeah.
So it made me think of my dad. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Every night in the middle of the night, that was his thing. He'd just get up and at like 2 or 3 in the morning, knowing he was going to get up at like 6 or whatever, but he still always got his snack and his milk. Yeah. One time I remember our dog that we had when I was a kid, our first dog, he was walking through the living room, you know, barefoot, of course. Uh-huh. And the dog, I mean, she was, you know, potty trained, but she pooped and he stepped in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was not happy. And he lit into her. And my dad he loved our dogs, but he got mad. And then he said all day, he thought about how mad he got. He felt so like he couldn't wait to get home to make up with the dog. Our dog's name was Shasta. She was a good, sweet girl. Mm-hmm. But he felt like so bad. But he was mad at the time. But I just remember as a kid going, ooh. That,
you know. Yeah, I've done it before.
He's like, stepped right in it barefoot. Uh-huh. It's like, Shasta. I mean, yeah, he got real mad. Then he said he felt like heck.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah, my parents' golden retrievers. One of them was notorious. Like, they're really good potty trained, but if you didn't let them out for a while, and sometimes she'd
gotta go, you gotta
go on the stairs because she didn't have to squat. She'd just stand there on the stairs, and I was going upstairs without the lights on.
Found
it.
Oh, I have not done that. I've stepped in it like in the yard, you know, but
yeah, warm and squishy.
Oh, Nate. Something you don't want to do.
No.
That's fine. All right. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 264 and our discussion on the Rose Island Lighthouse. So until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.